All right, and just like that, we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, San Diego, Season 15, Episode 8 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
And tell us how much you really, 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 really want Tell to come back and do another season. Oh, you didn't know what I was going to.
No, I didn't. I didn't know you were going that far.
Hey, got to try. I'm working. I've got the prayer warriors getting together to make this happen, okay? So we can keep moving forward.
I could be bribed, you know, bourbon, whiskey, wine.
Pennies.
Some Amazon gift cards, something.
Dollar gift cards, yes.
Yeah,
Dollar Tree gift cards.
Dollar Tree gift cards so I can get your Christmas gifts this year? Sure, I will take that.
Let's get started, man. A lot of stuff happening in this episode. Let's start off with, you know, we gave some nicknames to another couple before, but I got to find one for this couple too, because Kristen and Mitch, man, oh my goodness. Mitch is disgusting. I mean, we knew this when we saw his place, but the reusable trail mix bag, man, and it looked like it was a cloth bag too. I bet you doesn't even wash it.
He cares about the environment. Well, no, it's just trail mix. It's clean. It's biodegradable. It's organic. It's gross.
Yeah, let the dog eat out of it. I bet you he won't do that then.
He looks like somebody that thinks crystal deodorant's a good idea. Like, he's just one of those that I just can't. I just can't. I mean, if he starts talking Kristen into wearing patchouli instead of wearing some Chanel.
I almost want to call Mitch a tree hugger, but I think the trees would like push him off, you know.
be like, you're gross. You're gross.
Exactly. Now, you think about Kristen. I still keep stuck on this part that I think she is settling so much, right? Because here it is. She's going, well, there's a difference in our domesticity. That's an understatement. Mitch is nasty. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. And she needs to just actually say it. And it feels like she's afraid to tell him about her past when she's talking to her friend. Like, she's afraid to tell him about the past. But she shouldn't be, because he wasn't afraid to show how nasty he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. I think she's willing to put up with whatever because she just really wants to be married. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to say, like, it's not him being dirty. It's not a deal breaker. But it's going to be at some point. It's going to come up. Because that right now they're living in a mutual space. But you come to my house with that mess, we're going to have a problem. I said this before. I really think Kristen needs, if she hasn't already gotten this, get some therapy to get over this ex. Like, you got to move on. You made a bad choice. You paid for all the stuff yourself. It didn't work out. He cheated on you. It's not your fault. You know, mm-hmm. But you got to be able to let that go and move on. Now, I think any guy, we wouldn't, my reaction, if she told that to me, would have been the same as Mitch. I'd have been like, oh man, that's crazy. And then when she said the part that all my friends and family, I called them up, said that we're still going to have it. There's just not going to be a groom and we're all going to go here for the honeymoon. I'd be like, that's weird.
That's different. That was his reaction. I thought he actually handled it pretty well, because even when she got done with the story, he was like, well, okay. And you know, he tried to be consoling because he realized when he said that was weird at first, she wanted to cry. She wanted to turn into Justin for a quick second. And so I'm glad that he recognized that, stepped up, and He's took like, it to the next level.
Oh, wait, I'm going to want to sleep with her later. Hey, boo, my bad.
But is it me or is it a problem? The fact that she never told him that she was engaged before, she just said, oh, my ex.
I don't see it as a problem. It wouldn't be a problem for me. Now, only way I'd have a problem with it is if I met your ex and introduced him as your ex-boyfriend and y'all are just friends, but then come to find out y'all were engaged for a couple of years and you didn't tell
me,
that would be a problem. But other than that, he's not in the picture. It doesn't matter. She's married to you now. She's sleeping with you now. The rest doesn't really matter.
Does it matter that Mitch called her dog a useless creature that breathes loudly?
No, because I was like, wow, Mitch sounds like Yanni.
I would never call a dog a useless creature?
Still, except I mean, face. It's a pug. Pugs, that's just what pugs do. You know, it is what it is. But that can't be the biggest deal breaker of all, you know, but...
He's totally disgusted by
the dog. But he's not disgusted about his trash. That dog is cleaner than Mitch.
True. But it's his trash. I'm looking at the way he's looking at it. Apparently, that's the way it works for him, okay? So that's where the problem comes in. But I think that's going to be another issue for them as we move forward, because it obviously bothers him a whole lot more than his mess bothers her.
It does, but I don't think that's going to be the major issue for them. The major issue is the fact that Mitch can't compromise on his environmental extremism. You know, some stuff you gotta let it go. And, you know, the plastic containers for the Jello shots, come on. You know.
Okay, I recognize those containers because I've seen them in Applebee's before. Am I correct?
Those are like ramekins, is what we'd call in the restaurant industry, like little metal ramekins. But who wants to take a shot at, and that's going to be reused. Like, I don't want to reuse a Jello shot container because you have to stick your tongue in there and kind of clean it out. And Mitch me he doesn't clean dishes really well.
No, you can't say that. Not after you said it's fine to let the dog lick off your plate.
I didn't say the dog lick off my plate. We talked about the dog drinking out of a human glass. Not my glass, but out of a glass. The dog can drink out of it and you wash it. Totally fine with that. But again, you would trust that my kitchen would be clean because you've seen it. And you know how I am about hygiene and cleanliness. Mitch has showed us he's not. His dishes aren't clean. So there's that.
I'm just saying.
You saw them taking when they were dancing at that part. That part in no way that could look that fun. They weren't having that much fun. That was produced like, okay, dance like you're having a good time. And action.
As we move on to Alexis and Justin, I will say, last week we were on her side, but then a lot of people pointed out in the comment section that she's really not accepting any responsibility for her role in her dog getting attacked because she let that dog off the leash without knowing how they would interact and then turn her back on it.
I disagree with that hardcore. Why? How many times have you ever been to someone's house and they're like, hey, I got a dog, but don't worry, she's fine. She's going to smell you, but she's fine. And you walk in and the dog comes at you, then the dog bites you. Well, that's not your fault that you went in there not paying attention to the dog. The owner knows their dog bites people sometimes. The owner should have said, hey, stay back. If she doesn't like you, she's going to bite you. So it's better y'all doesn't even meet. You know, and so that's what Alexis was saying about Justin's dog. If Justin's dog has attacked other dogs before, he never told her that.
Okay, true. But to answer your question, zero times. Because I just don't allow anybody's dog to bite me.
You like in the Matrix when dogs come around?
But, I mean, to be fair, this is why they were matched, because neither of them have any accountability either. Because, and maybe that's why they're so perfect for each other, because, like what Alexis said, Justin is selling her false dreams. You know, so apparently now he's like a used car salesman. But it's neither one of them wants to take responsibility or accountability for anything that they're doing wrong. The arguments are crazy.
The arguments are crazy, and I have to give Alexis credit for, she even said, like, trying not to get in her own head around this whole dog issue and not wanting to commit. Cause that's what it boils down to. She's trying to find a reason to run because she's not used to sticking around and being in commitment. But Justin has to understand that he's dumb for not understanding what she's saying. Her dog was bleeding.
Okay.
In a stool, had blood in the stool and wasn't eating. And Justin thought, you know, not going to say anything about that. It's no big.
Yes. And okay, especially after promising to over communicate. You promise to over communicate, and then you just cut all ties of communication dealing with what you know means more to her than anything on earth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I misquoted. Her dog threw up blood, right? And had blood in the stool, I thought. But the dog threw up blood. And hadn't eaten. Like,
you know, the minute they started saying dog, baby, I stopped listening. So I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, I know. But like, if you know that she's like, that's my baby and all that stuff, like, you should tell
exactly.
her. Hey, I don't know what's going on. Your dog just threw up some blood over here. BT
You've
does.
Got to say something. you know what, though? Okay, think about this. I'll tell you what he was doing. It's throwing up blood. It's probably not doing well. If it doesn't make it, Maya gets to come back. I know. It's a terrible thing to think. But look who we're talking about.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, well. Hold on. Let me get the door real quick. Hey, Maya. Hey,
girl. Welcome home, girl.
Welcome home. Come say hi to mommy.
I told you I was going to leave you there.
Go cheer mommy up. She's got the sads. Well, I mean, when they had their get together, mm-hmm. Alexis was just like, yeah, I'm not going to fake this. We're not doing well. We're not having a good day. I was just like, dang. You know, why did you bring all the drama?
Well, think about it. It started in the candy store. Remember, in the candy store, and Justin had a great point. You got to stop ending the conversations with, I'm done. Because at some point or another, I'm going to take you serious. And he's absolutely right. You can't get upset and then go, I'm done. Because I'm done is very open-ended. And you can mean, like she said, oh, it just means I'm done with this conversation. At some point, it's going to mean a little bit more than that. And then a little bit more than that.
At some point, you got to say, okay, fine. Y'all go to your corners.
Yes.
Pause. And take a break. You can't say, no, we're going to keep having this conversation until I'm satisfied.
Well, especially since they both talk in circles anyway. And with nobody exactly. taking responsibility, nobody taking accountability, that's a never-ending conversation that's not going to get anywhere except with them yelling at each other like they did when they thought the cameras weren't rolling, like they've never seen the show before. Their camera's there. It doesn't matter. They're going to hear you, and they're going to see you.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's just – I just don't – but help me understand this. Justin likes talking to Alexis while she's on the toilet, even asking her for kisses. What the hell?
Are you surprised?
No, and he's not even slept with her yet. That's what kills me. He's not even slept with her yet, but this dude is whipped beyond belief. I'm sorry. If I'm dating you and you got a boo-boo, I don't need to be anywhere around you for that. You know, flush the toilet, spray some, not Febreze, what's the stuff that you spray in the water to make sure it doesn't stink up the bathroom? Poopery. Put the poopery in, wash your hands, come sit back with me on the couch, whatever, but I don't want to be in the bathroom with you while you dropping a deuce and be like, hey, baby, love you. That morning coffee kicked in, didn't it? Didn't it? Didn't it? Come here. Come here. Give me some. No, that's gross.
Look, I know you want to take away points from him for that alone from this episode, but you've got to give him points. This is the first episode he didn't cry.
You didn't watch After Party.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yep.
and apparently,
when he was with the guys,
I knew it was too good to be true. It was too good to be true.
When he was with the guys and, you know, they're like, dude, y'all still haven't slept together yet? Because remember, at one point, she was just like, I'm ready. I'm waiting on him.
Yes.
I was like, I think all those tears dried Alexis up. And that's why she doesn't want to have sex with him. She's like.
Because you notice, Nate was like, wait a minute. If I remember correctly, and Nate started to go in this analysis of what was going on. First, these guys are sharing way too much about what's happening in their rooms with their wives, with all the other guys. That you don't need to know nothing, right? But they keep doing this. And that's why Nate's like, okay, let me see if I remember this correctly. These roles were reversed. And the only thing he didn't say was, what did he do to make this go the other way?
I know what he did. Crying Jordan meme every day, all day.
You know, we still got to get to a couple others on here, including Stasha and Nate, Lion Morgan and Stingy Ben and Lindy and Miguel. But before we do, got to tell you that this episode of the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks. Zippix brings you a totally satisfying, convenient, and flavorful way to curb cravings, get a boost of energy, or simply relax at the end of your day. Now, if you remember, if you're like me and you remember the different ways you try to quit smoking and knowing those cravings were the hardest things to get over. Well, now there's an easier, cheaper, less messy, and more subtle way to curb cravings with Zippix toothpicks. Best part about Zippix is that you can really use them just about anywhere. With 2 milligrams per pick and some 3 milligram options, Zippix toothpicks are long-lasting, extremely affordable, and available in 6 delicious flavor choices. Which one are you on today?
I am still working through the Spice Island clove. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really good. And again, this is the pack that it comes in. I'll show you what it looks like. And then you also have this little container where you can take maybe 5 or 6 out the pack, put them in here, and put this in your pocket and carry it with you. But I really actually love them. And the flavor of them is really good. And to your point about being able to use them anywhere, I could be on a Zoom call. You wouldn't even know I had it in my mouth. I mean, I'm not like walking around. So today's PowerPoint presentation, but I can easily have it with me if I'm driving around in a car. And I think about when I was trying to quit smoking, the hard part for me was like, what do you do with your hands? And that you know, you're used to either having something that you're putting towards your mouth, even if you're out having drinks. And so what's great about this is the oral gratification that I like. And of course, the amazing flavors. Again, this is Spice Island clove, and it's freaking delicious. Also, if you need a boost of energy, try their Zip Energy B12 and caffeine toothpicks. You guys have seen me use Zippix on the podcast. Now it's time to find out for yourself. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com today and use code RGRT to get 10% off your next order. So that's ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code RGRT. And again, must be 18 or older to purchase. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix toothpicks.
And you said that's Spice Island clove, right?
Spice Island clove.
And it's delicious, right?
It's very delicious.
So what if Alexis had a Zippix Spice Island clove toothpick while she was dropping a deuce? Would you then go in the bathroom with her?
No, I wouldn't. Because as people commented on our toilet seat up or down deal, particles and stuff in the air. Things are in the air when you're using the bathroom. No, I don't want all that in the air. And then, because it's going to really disrupt the flavor of the Spice Island Cove. It's going to be different.
As we get to Lion Morgan and Stingy Ben, why is it that Ben is so eager to take his wedding ring off? I mean, you know, do you ever work out with these? I have to take it off when I play basketball. Look, simple solution, man. Get you a rubber ring. NFL players, NFL quarterbacks still wear their rings. Now, it's the rubber version, but yeah.
Not all quarterbacks wear their rings. Come on now.
Okay, the faithful ones wear their
rings. Well, you know, he's trying to hoop. He can't ball with that. You know, you saw how he put the moves on Justin. So I get it. That ring messes up his flow.
Yeah, well, he doesn't, ring or not, he can get Justin anytime he wants. What did you say?
This couple, I had high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked Morgan. Remember the very, when they had the bachelorette party, I was like,
yes,
Morgan is going to be my favorite. I think she's cool. I'm losing it for her.
Why? Okay, what is it that's making you not like Morgan anymore?
Her personality.
Uh-oh.
Her mindset. So something that she said when she was talking to her friend, because obviously she's struggling with this, Ben broke the trust.
He did.
And, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, he just told something to somebody else. Let's move on.
That was nobody else's business. He should have kept it in the house. That's the first thing you do.
But she should have kept it in the house. She brought it out on reality TV. It was going to come out anyway. So stop it. But here's what she said. She was upset because she feels like Ben doesn't see her for the person that she really is. She goes, he asked me a lot of superficial stuff, like about my family and about my finances. And I'm just like, wait a minute, that's not superficial. That's real stuff. You're going to get married to somebody. And she was saying that, you know, you're going to ask me all that stuff, but you know, yeah, I have this, but what about me? I'm a real person. I'm like, you know who says that? People that are broke. You're looking at me superficial. I ride the bus, but I'm a good person. Duh. Yes, I don't have a car. Yes, I live in my mama's house in the basement, but I am a good person. You're broke. And that's okay to be broke. But don't make it sound like Ben is superficial. He's asking great questions if you are going to be married to somebody, because after 8 weeks,
but
finances is huge.
Not if you say, all right, we're not going to talk about it till we get back to San Diego. And then the next morning you're like, yeah, so let's talk finances. You know, so that's wrong. And the other part of it is, did you notice that when she brought up the fact that he did that, his friends were like, because they know him. This is right. This is nothing. He obviously is the person that's going to keep doing this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to put that just solely on her on that one.
Well, no, but if she'd have slept with him at the honeymoon, maybe he wouldn't have asked about the money, because he'd be thinking about something else.
He sure would, because he doesn't look like he's had a lot. Exactly. I'm really starting to question his relationship history, because he is so awkward in all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
If they'd have hooked up, as soon as he started, hey, I had some questions about finances. Just pull a little panties down. What do you want to know? pull a base against saying, what do you want to know about my finances? He could be like, nothing. I'm good.
Look, am I the only one happy that they didn't go ahead and do an Asian theme party? Just, you know, like this, the producers go, you know what y'all should do?
You know what would be so cute? It'd be so cute. Y'all did this.
Because think about how they did the last season, what they did. So I'm glad they didn't do that this time.
All right, Morgan, Ben, hear us out. Just picture it. Pokemon, right? Hear me out. Pokemon, right?
Anime.
Morgan, you'd make the most adorable Pikachu. Just trust us. Trust us on this. Well, but their party, I thought, was good. But what I thought is, like, why did Morgan want Ben to, like, retell the argument from the honeymoon? Like, why would you do that? Because Ben is sitting there like, you told me not to say anything. Now you want me to say something.
Okay, let's be fair. You know, and I'm surprised you're not the one to point this out. And only because you're mad at Morgan, so you want to just throw her stuff out there like it's all willy-nilly and whatnot. But the fact is that everybody was bringing up the issues, because the producer said, all right, now when your friends get here, let's get messy and talk about all the issues you have, okay? They cut all the good stuff they set out and just got straight to the mess. And that's what happened here. But is it weird that all of a sudden now he wants to play it close to the chest? She's like, tell him. He's like, now you don't want to tell anybody? Do I need to go get Justin? Maybe you'll tell everybody then?
But I feel for Ben, because in that position, he's like, wait a minute. You've been telling me not to say anything. Do I say anything? Do I not say, like, what do I...
Is this a trick?
What am I supposed to do here? You know? And I'm sure the producer's like, Morgan, look, everybody knows now. Let's just keep talking about it. You're missing a credit. Big deal. And you're broke. We got it. But let's talk about it.
They didn't say that part.
It's all out there in the open. Let's talk about it. You know, we're in the trust tree. We're in the nest. Let it out, Morgan. Let's all talk about it.
To their credit, though, Ben's friends were absolutely right. Morgan has got to forgive. She's got to forget. She's got to move on past this. This should be the last we hear of it. It won't be, but this should be the last we hear about it.
It should be, but you're right. She really needs to let it go. And she's going to be the one stopping her own happiness. She can't say that you hurt me, so I'm done with you forever.
True, but you can keep making them pay for it. Look, all right. As we move on to Stasha and Nate, when Nate sat down with his friend Derek was giving Nate the eyes. Like, to me, it looked like he liked Nate. Now, I may have been reading it wrong. I was a little sleepy when I was watching this, so I may have read it wrong. But
no, sorry, I don't think so. I think they're all friends. I don't see any issue with what they've been doing. I think that when they were sitting there, I felt like his friend was looking at him just like, God, you're still full of shit. Because, like, Nate just says stuff And he just says all the right things. And it's like, come on now. You just everything Nate was saying, yes, you know, she goes to therapy and she does this. So she told me about it. And I was like, yeah, I'm down. You know, I'll go to therapy. So I just feel like Nate.
So you didn't think that was a good thing? That he's like, okay, no, I'm not. She says I'm not expressing myself. I feel I'm doing it. So maybe I do need to go to therapy.
I think it's a good thing, but I just feel like Nate's just full of it. I just feel like Nate just says all the right things just because.
Well, or maybe he's trying to make strides so that he can live in her house, in her huge kitchen, and be taken care of. Like the big beta male pretending to be an alpha male that he is.
He doesn't want to miss on that gravy train. Exactly. I don't know. Like in my professional life, I always assume positive intent. Mm-hmm. On reality shows, no.
I love to say this doesn't sound positive where you go with this.
On reality shows, no. So I just don't buy it. I think it was great that he played a good role in trying to help put the party together and all that stuff, but I just thought he was just putting on a front, even for her friends, when he was outside talking to them.
I thought that this is where you would say he was actually being himself. Because think about as he's out there talking to them, you know he doesn't want to have the kids right away, right? He doesn't want to have the kids right away. And I think it's more so, there's something else as to why, right? I think he wants to go live up the life first before. I mean, because when she's almost tripling his salary, they can go have some fun, right? Because his reasoning was he didn't want to have kids because he's never seen her with kids. Okay, that makes no sense. And then says she doesn't like dogs, so how am I supposed to know she'll even like kids?
Yes.
That made even less sense.
But that's why I think Nate's full of shit. Because what he could have done is just said, you know what? She wants to have kids right now. I'm still working through that. Because I picture myself maybe a couple more years, so I'm not too sure. Right. And just be honest. He tried to make it seem like he doesn't want to have kids because he's doubtful of her. Because yes. She works a lot. Mm-hmm. I've never seen her with kids. And she doesn't like dogs. So it's Tasha's fault that I'm not ready to have kids yet. I'm like, just own to say it's you. And that's totally valid. And I think when Nate's friends were talking to Stasia, she's like, look, I'm 37. 30, I'm not waiting until I'm 40, you know, 41, 42 to have kids. But Nate made it seem like she was the problem. And that's what I didn't like about that.
Now, I agree with you on that. And I will say his friends seemed to be like, they understood. They're like, okay, yeah. Because she's stable. Does she have to wait on him? But they also try to make excuses for him. Well, you know, his mom wasn't there, so he's thinking, well, what if, you know, you're not there? He's going to have to take care of. And she's thinking, no, if we're not here, he's the one that's going to be paying child support because I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah, so his mom's like, no, I really want this baby, so I'm going to have this baby and I'm going to bounce.
Exactly. Makes no sense.
And I make more money than you. That just doesn't make any sense.
That tells you exactly why Nate hangs out with them. They're all on the same intellectual level.
Exactly. Because if Nate had mommy issues, then say that. But I would throw that right back in his face. Actually, sir, you said that I've never had any type of feelings for my mom and there's nothing there. So thus, you shouldn't have mommy issues. Facts. Or abandonment issues because you said you're good. Mm-hmm. So...
And you said you can't get emotional about it. So
yeah, I'm gonna get emotional. Yeah. I can't get emotional about somebody I don't know. Yeah, so say that.
I agree. All right, I agree with you on that one. As we get to our final couple.
Twice you've agreed with me today.
Woo-woo. I know, right? Be happy, because it might be the last time.
Won't be last.
Lenny and Miguel. What happened here today?
They were like... Everything was going great, like a roller coaster. Just, this is awesome. Everything's good. And all of a sudden, boo. Mm-hmm.
this was wild because it kind of just went somewhere really fast, right? And maybe I missed it the first time they brought it up, especially when they get to the medical insurance and the surname. And it's like, I didn't realize that she asked him, like, hey, why don't you put me on your medical insurance? And then she tries to downplay it, like, well, all it is you just have to make a phone call. But for me to change my name, it's this and this. It's not just, unless he's getting free insurance and all of his dependents get free, it's not just make a phone call. There's more to it, too, because now he's got another expense he's adding. It's a little bit more than that. But at the same time, if he's got the good insurance, yes, put her on it. What's the holdup?
Yeah, I got a lot to say about this one. So, Lindy is how old again?
28, I thought.
So let's just say 28. Let's just say. Why are you walking around with no insurance? So she has no insurance. She's a doctor who works kind of part-time when she feels like it, has all this debt. She is not responsible. And so, yeah, he could make a phone call. But to your point, he's going to have to pay 30. More. She's 30?
Yeah, it's worse than I thought.
You shouldn't be 30 years old walking around with no insurance, and you have a doctorate in a medical profession. So
that's the other part.
Yeah, so you should walk around without insurance. And so she's made it seem like he's the bad guy for this. And yeah, it's a phone call, but to your point, he has to pay more premiums. But also to get the person off your insurance, if they decide to say no after 8 weeks, that's not just a phone call. You know, that's going to take some effort. You know, so her whole mindset was crazy. Now, I totally agree with her in the sense that, Miguel, dude, she doesn't have to take your last name right now. You have plenty of time to change last names. You know, it's okay. It's not like she's saying she won't, but y'all got to get over that. And it was disappointing because you can tell when Miguel was talking to his friend, the excitement he had in his voice when he talks about Lindy, you can tell he really likes her.
Yeah.
And when they were doing their game night, I mean, they were really cute. They knew quite a bit about each other in 14 days. You know, I've dated people for months and didn't know, you know, their favorite color or something like that. They've been together 14 days. But to me, it just bothered me that she doesn't have that kind of stuff about, like, she seems like she's someone that needs someone to take care of her.
Right.
That she can't take care of herself, which is Miguel's forte, apparently, because that's what all his relationships have been. But I'm just like, you're going to give him shit about not putting you on his insurance. I would give her shit like, wait a minute, you're 30 and you don't have insurance?
I don't think she recognized that. And it just, I think you just maybe realized that when you said that that's what he's done, right? He's always taking care of people. If you remember his family, his sisters were like, how stable are you? Because this has been an issue. So I don't think she recognized the warning signs she put up when she asked him that. And now you'd think that if he... That's a discussion they would have if it's necessary, right? Like, and they say, well, I have the better one. Why don't you just come on mine? But the problem is, obviously it's an issue. And they said, look out for this stuff because this is what you keep attracting. And apparently this is what they'll match you with too, where somebody who needs this from you, right? And I think that threw up a warning sign for him. And then she grabbed the red flag, knitted a couple of them together, made it a red blanket, and waved that joker in the air like crazy. Because when she started cussing him out, and you don't care if I get hit by a car and if I die, I'm like, where did this come from?
It's extreme. Yeah. Say a little crazy town. She's crazy and dramatic. Like, if you can't get a physician for me, if I get hit by a car, how can I take your last name? You know, that's the stupidest logic I've ever heard. And if I was Miguel, I'd have been laying there and be like, hold up for a second. You don't have insurance? That would have been my first question. Like, wait a minute. You don't have insurance? Like, why? Like, what? Help me understand. Did it just get lapsed? Where you, you know, I don't understand how you don't have insurance. And you're 30.
Okay. What is this in this day and age? And I've noticed it a lot more now that women, and women, please comment below. Why is it such a big deal to give up the surname and take your husband's surname? Why has that become such a big thing now?
I have no answer because I'm not a woman. But also, if somebody didn't want to take my last name, it's not going to hurt my feelings. Now, if we've reproduced, Terrell Jr. is going to have my last name.
He's not having a hyphenated name.
Exactly. No, that's Terrell so-and-so. That's him. He's one of us. And he has my first name and last name.
First name, just last name, Terrell. Third name, Jr.
Yes, that's his name. This is that just Terrell Jr. But it wouldn't bother me. And I think I think it's a very traditional thing that people do, and in some cultures, it's a big deal. Personally, I don't really care that much about that. you know, but for Miguel to make it seem like I'm not going to put you on the insurance unless you take my last name.
Yeah.
I thought was odd. But then why would Lindy tell that to his friends? Oh, yeah, no, we got some problems. I need to figure this out, because he said, and I don't think he said verbatim, I'll give you insurance if you take my last name. I don't think he went quid pro quo.
Oh, so now you want to bring the producers in and say, and they edited it that way. Go ahead.
Yes, because she said that's basically what he said. So if someone ever says, that's basically what he said, no, that's bullshit. They've added or took out some things and some context out of that statement. But she's told his friends that's basically what she said.
So basically, what you're saying, basically, is that the producers basically came to her and said, so we're going to edit everything else he said in between, and we're going to make it sound like this. So when you talk to his friends, say this.
Basically that's what I'm saying will happen. but my favorite part about their party was Miguel's friend asking Lindy, do you really think he's that funny?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so glad to hear that, because I don't. And so I'm just glad that you do.
And she's like, yes, I do. Oh, I thought you just laughing to be nice. That's what we do.
Yeah. And her friend was honest. Her friend was like, look, let's just be real here. You got married to a stranger. That's just crazy town. You know, that's she said banana something. That's just bananas. And I'm like, it's so true that she can't expect Miguel to all of a sudden, okay, we're married. Yes, here's all the insurance coverage that you need. Oh, you don't have a savings? I got you. Don't worry about that.
Right.
Oh, here's an IRA I put in your name because you're my wife now.
But that's the stuff that his sister talked about from the very beginning. Now, to be fair, he didn't marry those other women.
Basically, he didn't.
So basically, he should just do it.
So basically, he should do what he's always done. Take care of her, because he's taking care of other women who've not made the ultimate commitment.
Exactly.
And Lindy has. So she's made all the commitment. Why can't she get the goodies like the rest of them? Touche, Lindy. Touche.
Yeah. Basically, she was right all along and he was wrong. So there we go.
Basically, that's what she's saying, is that he's wrong. She's right.
Well,
Lindy's crazy.
Basically, we'll be back next week for another episode.
So does that really mean we'll be back? Or...
I guess you'll have to come back next week and find out.
Well, hold on. Isn't next week the recap episode?
Are they doing a recap episode this year? No, they didn't. That wasn't in the preview for
it. They did
it
the last two seasons, because I always remember there'd be 1 week I had off from Married at First
Sight.
And
I think they've heard our cries. And I think they've heard our Justin moments and decided that they're not doing it. For God's sake, let's hope so. If not, we have a week off next week.
Well, we please pray warriors. I don't pray often.
But basically, when I do.
But when I do, it's to win the lotto and have a week off for Married at First Sight. Those are my two. Oh, and world peace. Yeah, I think I'll throw that in there.
Oh, that's the afterthought.
Lotto, Married at First Sight, world peace.
There we go. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
I got an empty hand today.